Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's check in with Dean Richards for the entertainment news, and the Peabody Awards have been announced. Dean?
Yeah, they're going to kind of spread them out for the week, but they announced the awards yesterday for television and for streaming media yesterday, and I guess the big winners wound up being Ted Lasso for Apple TV Plus. And The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on CBS, they said of these shows that Stephen Colbert demonstrated an amazing model for broadcasting during the pandemic, that it was a model, and Stephen Colbert's gentle spirit as host was a remarkable, successful transformation of late-night television. Of Ted Lasso, they said the show had a charming dose of radical optimism and was the perfect counter to the enduring prevalence of toxic masculinity that is in our culture right now. They announced the best documentary called Asian Americans, and another called Time, for best podcast for radio, Floodlines, for best news, Full Disclosure and China Undercover were the winners. And for children and youth programming, The Owl House was the big winner at the Peabody Awards yesterday. And they're going to be sprinkling out more awards for news and so forth for during the week.
I remember when Marianne and I were doing Foxing in the Morning, I had the staff submit our program to the Peabody Awards Committee just so we could say that we're in the running for a Peabody Award, even though there was no chance that we'd win anything.
Yeah, you gotta do that. We just found out recently that the Bozo Show here on WGN was submitted for a Peabody Award many years ago. The way that we found out was the University of Georgia actually gives out these awards. I guess they were cleaning stuff up, and they found an old tape that was submitted, a tape that we didn't know existed. You know, there are so few Bozo shows that were actually recorded. This was like gold to us that a full entire show had been recovered because it was submitted for consideration for a Peabody Award.
The awards committee didn't dig the grand prize game?
Didn't win anything for best pie throwing, nothing. We didn't even win a Mr. Peabody Award.
Well, there's a Kardashian breakup in the news today, so we have to cover that, don't we?
Yeah, boy, I almost called in sick. I'm so heartbroken over this. That apparently Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson have broken off their relationship again. They were together, and then they split up after allegations of infidelity. This was about a year or so ago. So they had gotten back together again, but then Tristan Thompson, was allegedly spotted again entering a room with three women at a hotel for a birthday party on Friday. That's going to be a relationship killer. Yep. I don't care what you say when something like that happens. So the NBA superstar, and you know, like it or not, I know I'm going to get tons of emails today of people going, why are you even reporting about the Kardashians? Because it is one of the most watched television series in the history of the medium. Somebody is watching the Kardashians because they have some of the highest ratings ever. But apparently they are no more. They share a three-year-old daughter who I hope will come out of this fairly unscathed.
And they're running those shows now in marathon form because it's the last season, isn't
it? Right. It's about to end. Whole keeping up with the Kardashians. I do not know how I'm going to survive.
You'll figure out some way.
Without them, it's a good thing I've never watched one the whole time it's ever been on the air.
Yeah, I finally checked one out longer than like a few seconds and couldn't believe how insipid it was.
Yeah, I probably should have, but I got to say, I have had fun reporting on how stupid the whole thing is for however many years it's been on the air.
I mean, when you watch it, it's hard to believe how, and obviously we know the reality shows, it's all in the editing and they create these stories. storylines that, Neil, they put more drama in there than really is in there. But this one is really like, you know, you get those interviews with the people after the scenes, talking directly to the interviewer, and you hear things like, yeah, I had no idea that that paper cup on the ground, somebody was using it, so I threw it in the garbage, not knowing what would happen. I mean, this is, oh my goodness,
it's fantastic.
Oh yeah,
it's fantastic. And yet, however many years it's been on, 10 years, maybe 15 years, I don't know, a really long time. It is consistently one of the highest rated shows on cable. Yeah. So somebody, it can't just be guys like us who are watching for the comedy value of it all. Somebody's watching because they're actually interested in what's going on. So something, it's Roy Leonard, as I said yesterday. Mm-hmm. Roy Leonard said, Baskin Robbins, 31 flavors, there's something for everyone out there.
Yeah. TV shows are starting to bring back studio audiences, and what's going on in late night now?
Jimmy Kimmel brought back his studio audience last night, his first one in like 15 months, something like that. And this is a little sample of how he started his show last night.
Just a couple of reminders. Number one, you can't mute me. And number two, it's rude to go to sleep during the show, okay? Thanks for understanding. It's been a long time. In fact, we looked it up. The last joke I told in front of a full audience was about Tulsi Gabbard. You remember her? Me neither. The joke was Tulsi Gabbard is still in the running for president in the same way the movie Cats is still in the running for Academy Award. That's about how well it went over the first time, too. But this is exciting. I mean, how many of you are on vacation right now visiting us from... We're so appreciative of you guys and everyone coming that on the way out tonight, everyone in this audience is going to get a pair of tube socks and a boiled egg. So there you go.
It's a nice gift.
Yeah, I love
that's
you.
It's a nice gift.
You can't mute me.
Yeah. You can't. That is, you walk away from a TV show with some brand new tube socks and a hard boiled egg.
That could be better.
That's like going to Maxwell Street on a Sunday morning.
We're getting the entertainment headlines of the morning from Dean Richards. Sad news about a Friends cast member, Dean?
Yeah, the actor named James Michael Tyler, who maybe you don't know his name, but if you are a fan of the TV show Friends, you certainly know the love-smitten coffee shop manager Gunther on the show. Yesterday revealed that he's got advanced prostate cancer. It said he was diagnosed about 3 years ago after just a routine physical. He's been on hormone therapy ever since then that he says has worked really well for quite a long time. But now after some follow-up, they find that the cancer has progressed. It has spread throughout his body. So now he's going through chemotherapy. And he says that the cancer is now classified as late stage 4, which is not good. Mm-hmm. So he is coming forward, not for sympathy for himself, but he says just to remind guys to go get checked, you know, that it's not a pleasant exam to have your prostate checked, but so important to do it. And if they find something early, that's the best way to treat it. So that's what he's hoping for. And this explains why he was not in person on the Friends reunion show. You know, he was on the show, but he was kind of beamed in remotely. And apparently he wasn't in the greatest of health to actually have come down to the studio a lot where they were doing the reunion show. To be with his old friends.
Everybody should get that simple PSA blood test.
Yep.
For sure. I'm looking at your list here, Dean, of the story about the most popular TV series in the world, and I've never heard of this.
Loki is a brand new show, which is on Disney Plus. It's a spinoff of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Loki is the brother of the mighty Thor. He is known as the god of mischief, sometimes good, mostly not so much, but He is the centerpiece of this new TV series that premiered a couple of weeks ago that takes place after the events of Avengers Endgame. So, you know, you're coming off of the most successful movie of all time. You're going to have quite a few people worldwide who are, you know right away know who you are.
I guess.
So they did, they do these ratings and surveys all the time to determine what's most popular. And the TV series Loki is now not only the most popular show on Disney Plus, it's the most popular on-demand series across all platforms, and has a greater audience than any other television series currently on. After just 1 week after it debuted, it scored 89.9 times more in demand than any other show worldwide. So Loki is a super big hit right now.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. And finally, I know you want to mention the latest member of the Tribune buyout brigade.
Yeah, after, story after story after story that, has just been completely heartbreaking to me. So many of these people that we've read, and very much, I don't want to compare them to us, but, people say that we're like family because they listen every day. We read these people every day.
Sure.
People like Eric Zorn, who's left the paper now, and I think the biggest one that affected me was Mary Schmeek. I was such a big fan of all of her writing. There have been so many, but the latest one that is reported in robertfeeder.com today is Phil Rosenthal, who will end his 16 years of work at the Tribune. He was their media columnist. He was a business columnist there. He was a sports columnist there. And says he's not sure what he's going to do next. He's in robertfeeder.com, says it was a privilege to work there. I value each and every one of you in the audience. This was a tough decision. All of this coming after the new owners of the Tribune are offering buyouts to a lot of the writers at the Tribune to bring the operating expenses down. So what we're going to wind up with the Tribune, I don't know, but we wish Phil Rosenthal all the best.
Yes, we do. And do you know if Little Orphan Annie took the buyout?
I don't know. And I don't know the status. A lot of people have asked me, is Dick Tracy is he going to take the buyout? I mean, the man is over 100 years old now. You'd think that he would want to retire a little bit. But
yeah. Or at least get a new watch.
Little Orphan Annie. I think about that all the time when I see people looking at their iWatches. And, you see these young snot-nosed millennials looking at their iWatches. Or what, is that what they're called? Their I don't even know what they're called.
Apple Watch. Dick Tracy had one a long time
ago. He had one like way before anybody else. It's the pioneer.
Talk to you tomorrow. Yeah. Thank you, Dean.